Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you again with one more story, More Than a Conqueror, our story. Today, I will be coming forward to tell you one of my stories, one of my testaments unto the Lord. And I know that it will bless you because it has blessed my spirit. And I will be still working with Romans 8 and 28, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and called according to his purpose. You must be called according to God's purpose and God's time. We must do and we must walk in obedience to the will of God and the things that God has appointed us to do and the vows that we make, because you know we don't have to make a vow. We don't have to make the vow. God is going to still cover us. But when you make a vow, you must keep the vow unto God. So I'm going to come to you and I'm going to share a little bit with you today, and I know that it will bless you. I believe that it will be a blessing unto you, those that are not doing what you have vowed to do, and those of you who are not walking obedience to what God has told you to do because you are standing by, listening to what other people are saying and saying, well, God didn't assign you that. Did God really tell you that? If you know in your heart that God has given you something to do and you know God has appointed you to do it at this appointed time, then you must go forward. You must walk in obedience to God. If God called you to it, God will bring you through it. If God foredestined it for you, if it was ordained before the beginning of the foundation, God will bring it to full circle. He will bring it to pass, and he will bless you, and he will bless others that will come forward to hear it. So now I'm going to go into prayer, and then I'm going to go into, and I'm just coming forward, just what God gave me straight from the belly of my soul. I'm coming from there. So whatever God gives me to pour out to you today, I'm going to pour it out to you. And I know that God will bless you, because if he was not going to bless you, he would not lead me to be out here at this appointed time. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you as humbly as I know, Father God, to say thank you. I thank you, Father God, that you have given me a chance, an opportunity to come forward, Father, to carry this word, Lord, to carry and to give a testimony of God, of walking in obedience to you, Father God, being disobedient first and now walking in obedience to what you have assigned for me to do at this appointed time. I ask, Father God, that you will let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Father God, I thank you for right now for this opportunity. I thank you, Father God, that I will decrease as you increase, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you are the beginning and the end, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you are in full control of everything and every avenue, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that the blood of Jesus will cover me in this time and in this season as I walk in obedience to what you have called me to do in this season, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for blessing walking in God's purpose ministry, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for blessing the Apostle William, my apostle, Father God. I thank you for blessing him and blessing our pastor, Lady Pastor Deb Wilson, the mother of our church, Father God. I thank you, Father God, as I put my church family ever before you today, Father God, that you will continue to bless them as I walk in God's purpose ministry, as I go forward to walk in your and do God's purpose, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that no man stands alone. Thank you for giving me this time and opportunity. Thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray unto you right now. Father God, please bless each and every person that will hear this word, Father God, that it will be a blessing unto them. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, today, as I said, I am Evangelist Connie Hayes. This is July the 23rd. It's like high noon. And I am going to talk to you about making a vow. We make the vows, and we make the vows unto God, and we don't always keep the vows that we make. I made a vow to God back in 2013, April 2013, and I did not keep the vow that I made unto him, which I did not have to make the vow, because where God had me, I was in the sanctuary, and as I was in the sanctuary, a lot of you all know me that that's where I go to take time off to be with the Lord and to hear what the Lord has for me and the assignments that God has for me, and to get myself back on track to walk in obedience to the things that God has for me to do in the season that I'm in. So as I went there this particular year of 2013, actually it was around April 2013, they put me in Shiloh, and going into the room of Shiloh, it says that call the believers in Christ to be preparing for the ministry for the kingdom of heaven. And as I was there, I had a visitation from the Spirit, and the Spirit instructed me, and of course then came to me, will I make a vow to go forward in this ministry? And yes, I said, there in that room at that time, I made the vow. But once I got out, I realized the things that I had vowed to, that I have not been obedient to it. And not being obedient to it, because I had a chance not to make the vow, but I made the vow. And now that I made the vow, now I want to give it. I want to give God my whole heart in what I have vowed to him, that I want to do it. I want to walk in obedience to what I have vowed to God, that it would help my brothers and my sisters as I walk this journey. So I say to you that if you make a vow unto God, We must learn how to keep our vows. We must not be distracted. We must not hear what the others are telling us, because no one heard what the conversation between me and God, but me and God. Nobody understands the calling that God has on my life but me, because I am listening to the direction what God is giving me. But it is so easy to be distracted. It is so easy for people to tell you what you did not hear. But you have to stay connected with the connector. And when you are connected to the connector, he will direct you and into to the least thing that I don't know. The Holy Ghost will bring it back to my remembrance when I need it in the right season. So I have to walk, and I have to do it, and I have to walk in obedience. That's why I say that in Romans 8, and 28, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and called according to his purpose. Yes, we are more than a conqueror. Yes, we are telling our stories. But do you know that God had me to come forward today in a slot where it's no one here, so now that I can be remembered of the vows that I said, and that I may tell my story to someone that's out there wondering, what should you do? Which way should you turn? Turn to God. Turn to God and walk in obedience to what God has told you. Don't get caught up like Jonah did and be disobedient and then go in and do it your way and then bring other people in it and get them all caught up in it. But still, I must say to you that if you made the vow and you promised you're going to do the vow, you're going to complete the assignment that you have vowed to God. So you might as well just go ahead and do it in the time that he has assigned you to do it and walk in obedience to him. Because when we do what God tells us to do and when we're obedient to what God tells us to do, it helps a multitude of people. It helps other people that's waiting to hear this testimony. And if I would have been doing what God has called me to do in the season that he called me in to do it, then just so how many other people would have come into the fold of Christ because of my obedience unto what I have vowed to God to do. So what we have to do is that when we make a vow, we have to make sure we keep the vow with God. We have to make sure that if we say that we're going to fast and we're going to pray, no matter who's not fasting and praying, fast and praying unto God. When you say you're going to pray to God, pray unto God. If God send you on a mission or give you an assignment to do, do it, no matter who doesn't come. If one person was not out here with me, when God has given me the vision for more than a conqueror, our stories, do you know that it was for me to be here at whatever point in time that it was set up? It was for me to be here, but thanks be unto God that he has assigned people and gave me grace and mercy in it, that he has sent people to bring their testimony and willing to bring their testimony to share with you all. But I have to be obedient to what God is telling me. And no man walk alone. No man is an island. I'm never alone. I have a church family. I have walking in God's perfect ministry. I have friends for down through the years. I have a BF. I have all these things. But you know what? The enemy played a trick on me, tried to blindside me to make me think that I didn't have it. And then I began to trust in the wrong people. Then I began to think that the people that would give me promises, and I thought that they were going to be for me. You know, I used to hear Pastor Smith say, yes, they for you when they're looking at you, but when you turn your back, they got you. They praise you, and then they tear you down at the same time. But I'm so glad that God has given me an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is telling me to do, that I will walk in obedience to what he's telling me. And as God begins to tell me and give me utterance to what he has for me in the next season that's coming, I'm going to walk in obedience to it. I don't know how it's going to turn. I don't know how it's going to be. But I know that God gave me almost 2 years ago the revival. He said, revival, revival. He did not give me the plan, but the other day when I was out here and I was working with the stories and the testimony, he gave me a tent. I saw a tent. He didn't show me what a tent was, but I'm going to be obedient to what God has told me to do. If it's just me out there, when God gives me the appointed time and the appointed place to be, if it's just me out there in the tent, I'm going to stand boldly and I'm going to say what the good news of Jesus Christ is. So I'm telling you, if God has assigned you to do something, just do it. And take his word, take him at his word that he is going to do just what he promised that he would do. God is not short on his promises. We do not have to worry about if God said it, he will cover it. And here in Jonah 3 and, I'm sorry, 2 and 9, it says, "But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. I will pay what I have vowed because I had a chance not to vow it." And somebody out here is waiting on my testimony. Someone is waiting on me to walk in obedience to what I have said that I will do unto God. And somebody is listening. And someone will be blessed according to what God has assigned us to do. So as we come forward with our testimonies and come forward with telling the story of our life, what God has did for us and where God has brought us from and the things God is doing and how God has made us more than a conqueror and how we never stand alone, take hold to it and find out and search your heart and ask God to search you and show you what he has for you. Because we are all more than a conqueror. We all have an assignment to do. We all have to stand boldly. One day we're going to all go before the king. When my midnight comes, it may not be your midnight, but I'm going to go before God, and he's going to make me accountable for the things that I said that I would do that I didn't do. And I pray unto God that I would be obedient, to walk in obedience, to do the things that God has assigned for me in the season that he's given it to me. And don't be afraid. Because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of sound mind, of sound mind. And then as you get a sound mind, then study to show yourself a root unto God. Communicate with God. Ask God, what is it that you want me to do? How do you want me to do it? When do you want me to do it? And trust me, God will show you the way. And then when you make a vow, you won't take it back. You won't have to be like Jonah. God had to lock him down for 3 days. You won't have to be like that. But you will be willing, you'll be a willing vessel to do what God has told you to do. And as I begin to walk in the gift that God has given me to walk in and not be ashamed and not be afraid, because, you know, you sometimes you are because you don't know. You're like, ain't nobody going. We got to stop trying to take people where God is sending us. Everybody can walk where God is sending me in my season. And not that I'm any better, it's just the season that God has assigned for me to do at this particular time. And you know, and I'm good for that because I do that because I don't want to seem like I'm pumped up or all in myself, but I have to learn how to do what God is saying. And I have to learn how to be patiently and wait as God assigns the people that he wants to come forward to work and bless walking in God's purpose. I want to bring friends. I want to bring colleagues with me. You know, it's not that maybe they do love me and maybe they do care, but it's not their season to walk with me and walk in God's purpose. So when I make the vow, I have to ask God to allow me to be still and to study myself and wait for him to give me the instruction and for me to do as he has an appointed. And the more that I think about it, I thank God for right now. I thank God that he put it in my heart to come out and talk about making a vow. Because we do need to be connected to the connector. We do need to know that we're more than a conqueror. We do need to know that all things are working together to them that love him and is called according to his purpose. We do need to know that he sits high and he looks low. We do need to know that he's in full control. We do need to know that there's a season for everything. There's a season for prayer. There's a season for repentance. There's a season for forgiveness. There's a season for love. There's a season for healing. There's a season for obedience. There's a season to make vows and to keep the vows that you make unto God. There's a season to please God in all that we do and not please man. We have to understand that there is a purpose on our life, and our life's a purpose to serve God. Our life is to walk in obedience to what God has given us to do in the season that he has given us. And it is important that we know that our testimonies, we are living testimonies for someone else. Yes, my story is long, and yes, it comes far, but God will give you a new testimony. God will give you a new story to give. as we walk the journeys that we walk with him. And one day he will say unto us, well done, thy good and faithful servant. We want to hear God say well done, and that we have been good and faithful servants unto him and not pleasing unto man. And a lot of times you just wonder, Lord, am I doing what you say? Get on your knees. Open your Bible. God will talk to you through his word. Because if you remember in John 1, in 3, I think it's John 1. John 1, it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. It ain't no difference in that word. It's still the same. God is still who he say he was. It says, and here it is, it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. That's what we got to know. We got to stand on the promises of that, and we have to know that God is God, and we have to know that God has the grace for us, that God is, his grace is sufficient for us, and we have to know that we can stand on the promises. We have to know that when we walk in obedience unto God, that it is settled in heaven. It was done before the foundation. God has already rolled this out. I just had to walk in obedience to what God has put out here for me to do. And that's what we have to do. And that's what you have to do. Even though this is my story, this is part of my testimony, what God has brought me to right now. But God already knew that he was going to bring me here. I just had to walk in obedience to it. And I had to be open to what the Spirit of the Lord was going to give me to do. Because I was uncertain, because I had a lot lined up for to come forward. But God did not ordain it at that particular time. We got to go with God's timing. As it tells us in Ecclesiastes, it tells us that there's a time and a season for everything. We have to understand that God changes not. We have to understand God's seasons does not change. What God has said, that who you are and what you're going to do, that's who you are, and that's what you're going to do. And we have to be clear on that. So when we begin to walk out here and begin to start calling things as though they are, we must call the things that though they are according to the will of God and not according to man and not according to religion. We need to release, let go of religion and hold on to the kingdom of God and watch God work. We have to have the faith of the mustard seed. We have to have the faith to hold on to God's unchanging hand. We have to know that in his word that he is, that he was the beginning, he's the end, and he knows everything in between. And anything that God say that it shall not be, it shall not be. God's word is nay and yea. We have to stop trying to say and maybe and so. God said in his word he was nay and yea. We have to go according. We have to go back to the old way. We have to go back and believe and trust what God says in his word and watch God bring his word full circle. We have to know that God has the power to bring everything that he's spoken in my life and everything he's spoken in your life, that we bowed unto him. We have to know that we have a covenant with God, and that we have the covenant with God. We have to know that God watches over the covenant that he has with us. We don't have to worry about that. We just have to walk in obedience. We just have to do what we have promised God that we were going to do. And as we do that, then we will see God working abundantly in our lives. And God will open up doors that no man can shut. And I said the other day, and I kind of mixed it up a little bit, but it should have been that God will shut the door that no man can shut, and he will open doors that no man can open. And I believe that's right. Sometimes I get a little turned on, but you got the idea. You understand, if you're walking obedience to what God is telling you to do, if you're seeking first the kingdom of God, if you're doing and you made a vow to God, and quit letting people tell you your relationship with God. When you have made a vow and you talk with God yourself, because one thing I've learned, God is God. God can come to you, and yes, God can talk to us through other people. But I was told by my late uncle that if God has something to say, he's going to make sure that I know too. and then he will bring someone with confirmation. So trust that. Trust God. And trust God in the things that you have vowed to do. If God has told you to go forward and speak his word, speak his word. If God has told you to be a doorkeeper, be a doorkeeper. If God has told you to go out in the vineyard and just hug somebody, hug them. Whatever God has given you to do, do it in obedience to God and watch God make a difference in your life. And that's what I wanted to say about making a vow and keeping the vow. So now that I made the vow back in 2013 about walking with God and doing obedience into the things that I need to do in the kingdom of God, then you know what? Now I must be about my Father's business. It doesn't matter who say, well, who told her to do that, God? Why is she doing that? She's walking in obedience. She's walking in her season that she needs to walk in for God. And this is part of my testimony, to be obedient to God as I make vows that I make to God, that I will do it. Just like I did when God took me way, way back, when he brought me all the way back from existing, from the drugs, the being promiscuous, and all of the different things that I've done that I should not have done, but God had already gave the measure of grace for it because he saw this day coming. And he allowed me to stand, and he allowed me to be more than a conqueror through all the trials and the tribulations that I've come through. And that's what you have to know, that God loves you just that much. And you have to be willing to stand boldly, and you have to speak what he gives you to speak. When God gives you your testimony or give you part of the story that he wants to tell, then you have to be willing to share and to give that testimony unto God. And watch him make a difference in your life, because we are more than a conqueror. We do have our own stories. We do make vows that we don't keep. But we must start walking in obedience, and we must start keeping the vows that we make unto God. We must keep in mind before us, because way back before when I first got saved, God gave me Romans 8 and 28, and I did not know Romans 8 and 28 was going to be all the way through in my ministry, but it has, Romans 8 and 28 has walked with me. Romans 28 has always been there. And he also told me that he would never leave me nor forsake me. And I'm here to tell you that no matter where I was or what I was doing, God has never left me nor forsake me. I've never stood alone. Even in the wee nights of midnight when I couldn't reach anybody, when people would let their call IDs come on and see my name and wouldn't answer, God would answer me and come and see about me. As God moved me around, God came to see about me just when I needed him the most. And that's what you have to know. So this message is for whoever, in this story is for whoever needed in your life in a seasonable time. God will do it. So whatever vow you have made to God, do it. And if you don't have the faith, ask God. Ask God. Ask God, and ask God for the wisdom, and ask God to show you and lead you in the way in which he wants you to do it, and God will do just that. I pray that something was said in this message, in my story about vowing, making vows to God, that has blessed you. And always, if you need to reach me, you can always call me at 708-715-4545, and I say that if you have a testimony and you want to be part of More Than a Conqueror and tell your story, call me at area code 708-715-4545. Or when I'm out here ministering, call me when I'm live on area code 215-383-3979. And get excited, you all, because I have More Than a Conqueror, more stories coming. This is only story number 3. I have more coming. Other people have said that they want to come and they want to share with you too. And if you want to get on the way back and share because you want to give back, because your testimony would be a blessing to somebody, feel free to call me or go out on Facebook and hit me on Facebook. Go to my website. I'm available. You can go to my Twitter. You can reach me. Or you can just email me at Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. And if you don't want to tell your name, but you want to tell your story, that's up to you and God how you want to do it. But I'm open. I'm open. And let God use you. Let God lead you. Let us not pre-rehearse, but let God use you that he may be glorified from all that he has done in your life and in my life. I thank you for stopping by, and I thank you all for the opportunity that you allow me to step in your various places to hear me go forward as God has assigned me to do this. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you as humbly as I know, Father God, to thank you for this time and this opportunity, Father God. Thank you for the blessings that added no sorrow. Thank you, Father God, that you are in full control. Thank you, Father God. But right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you for coming in this place. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for your fresh anointing right now. Oh, God, I thank you right now. In Jesus' name, I pray. Oh, my God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for allowing me to be used by you, Father God, knowing, Father God, that you are the Almighty God. And as I continue, and as I go off, and as they, I will get various stories and testimonies will come. As they come to me, I will be bringing them out. I will be putting them out as story 1, 2, 3, 4. And you can feel free to tune in to Walking in God's Purpose Ministry, and you can hear each one. And if you want to talk to us, I'm going to open up at the end. When God cuts them off, I'm going to open up the end, and those that have given their testimony that would like to come out and talk with you all, I'm going to open it up. So to God be the glory. Thank you for allowing me to come forward. May God bless you, and may God keep you.
I've got joy in ceremony. There's beauty in my broken.
This is Evangelist Connie again. Please look forward to hearing the other stories coming forward this week. I will be doing them as I receive them this week. And may God bless you and may God keep you in all your ways. Let the joy of God rest in you today. God bless you.
Freedom, Lord, you captured me. Yeah. I've got joy in the morning. You give it all.
Thank you. Excuse me. One more song.
He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship. Lift your hands and bless
him. Come on, worship him. Worship him. Give him. He deserves it. He deserves it. He deserves it. He deserves it.
Thank you.
never one time. My
hallelujah belongs to you.
Everybody, come on and come to the table.
My hallelujah belongs to you. God be the glory.